Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Came across this last week and I mentioned it briefly and I said we might come back to it. This is about table manners. The table manners, it would appear, are old hat, old fashioned, and that nobody actually cares anymore about your table manners. It was a survey. It's got to be true. It was in the paper. It's got to be true. It was a survey that table manners actually do not matter, particularly to young people. It said that Gen Z don't consider table manners to be relevant at all. It doesn't matter if you eat your chips with your fingers. That's just how you choose to eat, I wonder. LK, good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Good. Do table manners matter anymore?
I think they have loosened a lot over the years. And most table manners are actually given to you when you're a child at the Sunday roast dinner table. Because I remember my dad was very particular that I couldn't put my elbows on the table, or I shouldn't eat with my mouth open, and I shouldn't talk while I'm eating.
No, well, look at the three of them. Elbows on the table, you know, shouldn't eat with your mouth open, fair enough. Shouldn't talk while you're eating, fair enough. But elbows on the table was just utterly, utterly ridiculous. It was more comfortable to eat with an elbow on the table.
It was very uncomfortable. I have to admit, I do this. The second I was living on my own, I had my elbows on the table. But it's one of the things. I think table manners come into play depending on the occasion and the location. So if I would, for example, sit with my grandmother, who unfortunately has passed years ago, but I would react completely different as if I'm with friends eating, you know. So I think it's the people you're with, it's the occasion that you're at, and obviously the location. If I'm in a fine dining restaurant, I would definitely not eat my chips with fingers, you know, because it would kind of not match the location, for example. But there are, of course, table manners out there that are so particular that you think, seriously, what is the difference in that, you know? I mean, I remember I read a table manner etiquette book years and many, many, many years ago, and it was kind of still based on, you know, Mrs. Beaton, kind of, because she had very, very particular rules for the dinner table, you know. And I remember it was kind of the way you place your forks, for example, or your cutlery on the plate. I mean, this is still a thing that if you're finished eating at a restaurant, at least where the staff is trained properly, you should put your fork and knife next to each other, kind of in an angle on the plate, for example, and it should actually go from right to left. That's a rule,
really?
Kind of thing.
Would you put them together or cross them?
No, don't cross them, because if you cross them, it means you're not finished eating. Place them next to each other means you have finished and the staff can take the plate. This is basically the non-verbal clue that, hey, I'm finished, you can take the plate, without having to call somebody and say, look, clear the table. And in a fine dining restaurant, the tables will never be cleared until the last diner has finished.
Yeah.
You know, and if one of them, and I notice that when I'm out with friends in fine dining restaurants, if one person has placed the cutlery across, they're not clearing the table because they think that somebody is still eating something, even, you know. So it's, but the second you place them next to each other, the staff should know, hey, I'm finished eating and it's clear.
It should also be a hint that there's nothing left on the plate. It should also be a hint to you.
It should be. But look, these are kind of things from leftover times, you know. I don't know the last time I went with a Gen Z person to dinner, but it's one of the things that yes, not all eating with an open mouth, and to be honest, some of them are ridiculous. So, for example, I've been once in London in a beautiful restaurant, and it was a fine dining restaurant, and I saw a lady trying to eat a chicken wing with fork and knife, which is ridiculous. Even in a fine dining restaurant, you should because that is ridiculous. The chances are that your chicken wing just flies across the room because you hit a bone with a knife or something. Yeah, you know, so you shouldn't. You should kind of really know how to eat a chicken wing.
Yeah,
it's just simply that.
I don't care where you give me chips. I'm using my fingers. If I got them in the Shelburne Hotel in Dublin, I'm using my fingers.
And that's absolutely fine because, you know, they're not written in blood. You're not getting arrested or anything, you know. Yeah. You might have somebody kind of looking a bit weird at you, but hey, at least you get noticed kind of thing, you know. But yeah, it's I, for example, don't like eating standing up. So I don't like that, you know, so I would never, I just don't like it. Or I don't like using plastic knives or plastic cups, for example. So I wouldn't go to places where I get that. I wouldn't, yeah. I just don't like it. I always think there's an aftertaste I like proper cutlery and proper plates and proper cups and glasses, so on. So, but apart from that, I think some of it is definitely outdated, but you know, basic table manners should still be taught at home. So, for example, don't eat with your mouth open. You know, don't spit my food across just because you have to tell me a story.
Yeah.
And then these kind of things, you know. And then, because, for example, according to Mrs. Beaton, you should, for example, always leave a morsel of food behind on the plate.
Why?
To show that you enjoyed the food, but you're not a savage to kind of eat everything off the plate. So, to be honest, if I like the food, I eat every single morsel of it. You know, I don't have leaving anything behind. I mean, I wouldn't lick my plate in public now, but apart from that, I make sure that the chef knows I really truly enjoyed the food, you know, by actually really finishing everything up on the plate.
Yeah.
But the manners are kind of a weird thing, yeah.
The thing about talking with food in your mouth, like there is no conversation that is too urgent to wait for you to swallow.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Yeah. But I've seen people, and funny enough, I've been at business dinners where obviously contracts were discussed and conditions were, and there were really people doing that while eating, and it looked.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Awful. I'm not saying now that I didn't have respect for that person anymore, but I said, can you not just wait? Because we know what the conditions are. We have the paper in front of us. So don't. And you can't. I personally can't do either. You can't talk and not spitting food out. No. It's impossible.
There's food flying across the table, landing on the contract.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
It's horrendous. Yeah, but it's anybody who has their own devices. It is just, don't take table manners too serious. Just have the basics done, yeah. You know, and you'll be fine wherever you are. For example, there's even rules for napkins.
Really?
For example, So, for example, you don't stuff it into your collar. Like, it's not a bib, you know, so you're not putting it into your collar. You're placing it actually, so like a napkin is normally folded into a square.
Yeah.
So you unfold it half and you place it on your lap. And there's now a discussion around should the opening of the napkin then be towards you or away from you?
France,
it should be towards you because you're lifting, when you dab your mouth, you're not wiping your mouth, you're dapping your mouth. You actually lift the top part of the napkin, you dab your face or your mouth, and then you place it back down so that the stains on the napkins are not being seen. They are inside the folded napkin.
But you see, if I put the napkin on my knee and I happen to be eating curry, the curry sauce is going to go on my shirt.
I know, this is a discussion that everybody has, but this is the unwritten rule. There is actually, I think, a French dining etiquette book out as well. And it actually says towards you and dab your mouth and then place it back down so that nobody can see the stains. Yeah.
Well, there was a guy on Instagram, I must get his name, there was a guy on Instagram an English chap used to do all these customs, and some of them were just ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, basic politeness.
I think if it's the same guy we both follow, because I follow him because it's hilarious. But he, for example, also said if you get a corn on the cob,
yeah,
you don't nag it. You kind of you take a knife and you cut down the kernels in one slice down, and then you eat it with fork and knife.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, not going to happen on my watch. I love it too much. Elke, thank you. Always good to talk to you. Table manners are out. Yeah. Dave says, I hate when people rob my chips. It's the height of ignorance. Leave me plate alone. My husband hates when I use my finger to clean the plate or pick up crumbs. It infuriates him. So I do it all the time, says Emma. Oh, Emma, I'm with you. The last of the rice at the end of the curry, those few little grains of rice that's left. I go around my finger. And she goes mad. I hate when people are on the phone in my company in a restaurant. It's very bad manners. I think we'd be agreed there. There's a lovely story I have about my dad. Years ago, they weren't long going out together, my mother and himself, and they went to something posh, shall we say. And one of these ones where my dad was an ordinary man from Kilkenny, well, grew up in Durrow, and he, you know the way you get two or three knives and forks and spoons, and they're down, and he says, you know that kind of knife, two or three knives and forks and spoons. And you're supposed to work then from the outside in. My mother, whatever, look, anyway, she gave, looked over, and there's my dad about to tuck into his soup, and all he had was the soup spoon and one knife and one fork. And she goes, where are your knife and your forks? Why are they all gone? I said, I just going to use the ones that suit me. Yeah, but where are the rest of them? He had wrapped them up. This is years ago. I don't think he was even born. He had wrapped them up in his napkin. And he put the ones he didn't need to the side, wrapped up in his napkin. Thank you very much indeed. And the kind of simplicity I grew up with myself. The wife would kill me if I do it, but yeah. Thanks, Elke.
Cork's 96 FM.